So we'll finish Hilchos Becheres Peik Ches, and we'll begin Hilchos Shkarbis Perek Alfam Beis. So just to recap what we're holding in Becheres, so far we've discussed that every 10 animals that Baal Behema has that are born in his Roshos, he should bring into the barn and let out one at a time, then be Maktish, or it's Niskadosh May Love, the 10th animal. And this Perek that I'm going to discuss what happens if there's a Toas Bamin and he makes a mistake and makes a mistake whilst counting these behemoths. He brings all the sheep into the barn and they begin to leave. He makes a narrow exit and all the sheep begin to leave one by one. He begins counting them 1, 2, 3 as they're leaving. He made a mistake, he was too off. Right? So by number 8 already he designated it as number 10. Or again, he was too off, but above 10. So the 12th one, he designated as number 10. Linus Kachu, both number 8 and number 12, don't have the gather of Maiseh. Avlam, Kotel, Letashir, La'achad, Aser, Asidi, Linus Kachu. If, however, he was only one off, and he designated animal number 9, or animal number 11 is Maiseh, the Taka have the gather of Kedusha of Maiseh. The Dov is a Mipi Akabal and Nishma. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Shatos, Mekadeshes, Bemaiseh, Shelamayim, Mimeno, Shelamatim, Mimeno, Avaloish, Lefnein, Veshelachrehem. That if somebody is one off when it comes to counting the Maiseh Behema, it is Niskadish, but two off, it's not Niskadish. Vaitalach Aleph, Afilo Kodal Tashi Asidi. Even if he called number 9 that left number 10, Vila Asidi Tashi, and number 10 that left number 9, Vila Achad Asir Asidi, and number 11 that exited number 10, Behemet Toas, Behemet Kavana, Shloshtan Mikudashim. Because he has designated both number 9 and number 11, including number 10, which is Meilav Niskadish, as a bechay, the heich dinam. So what do you do with these animals? So tishi number 9 any kariv can be brought as a carbon. Elo nechab b'mum. You got to wait till it gets a mum. It has kedusha. So you got to wait till it gets a mum and then you eat it in your backyard. V'ha'asiri ma'aser v'achad aser, which also has a gather of a carbon. Nikrav shlamim. The tonasachem k'shlam. You're going to bring the oil and the flour and the wine. V'veinu eset tmurim. V'pi shuhu v'pnei shuhu atzmi k'tmurim. Number 11 cannot create another animal to attain its kedusha because ein tmura is a tmura. Number 11 itself is a tmura of number 10. So therefore, that kedusha cannot be transferred to another animal. So the Rambam writes, "Bemed dvor memurim b'shohaya hamayno hu bal behemis." That if the guy who's counting the animals makes the mistake and designates number 9 or 11 as meiser, then we say it's niskadosh. Avul ha'is a shlich la'aseloi, if it's the agent of someone, v'atah ben b'tashri ben b'achad aser, and the shlich makes a mistake by number 9 or 11, ein miskachin elo ha'asiri ha'vad b'vad, only number 10 gets together of kedushas meiser behema. Shlei asaho shlich litei so la'afsid, elo l'kadosh k'roi, famous din, that I'm designating as a shlich to fix and to do right and not to make things wrong for me. That which we said above in Alacha Aleph. If it designates number 11 as 10, it gets the Kedusha of a Maisa Behima. That applies B'shekorla Asiri Tashi. When he verbally uprooted the gathered number 10 from the animal and called it number 9. Avalim Korla Asiri Asiri. If, however, he called the animal number 10 that left number 10. It was Maisa Behima and he called it number 10. B'kara Achrov La'achados Asiri. And number 11, he also called number 10. Goy Niskadish Achados. Number 11 doesn't have the gathered Kedusha. Shrei Hu Asiri Havadai Loi Oka Shem Asiri Meilov. He never removed the gather status 10 from this behemoth. Afili Yotzo Hasidi, even if number 10 left, V'loi Koro, V'loi Asidi, V'loi Achad Asar, El Shasek, he didn't give it any number, V'char Kach Yotzo Achad Asar, and then behemoth number 11 came out, V'koro Asidi, and he calls it number 11. Number 10, V'loi Niskadish, Shasidi Mi'atzmi Niskadish. Number 10 gets Kedusha Me'elov. V'afo Pishu Loi Koro Asidi. Hoye V'loi Okar Shem Asidi Me'elov, in Achad Asar Niskadish. This is the comment I'm telling you. That when do I say the number 11 can get Kedusha? Is when you verbally remove status number 10 from behemoth number 10. But if you left it be, and bavad if you called it number 10, number 11 never gets together of Maisa behemoth. Doubt. Yotzo teshiv asir kecha, what happens if number 9 and 10 push out the narrow exit together? Bein shekara shnein asiri, bein shekara chi. Whether he called both animals 10 or 9, shnein mekudashin, both have together of kedusha. Again, because he's off by one. Ve'yochlu b'mumam, ve'enon kraven. Because you don't know which one is taka Maisa. So too, if number 10 and 11 left the barn simultaneously, imkron asiri, if he designated both animals as 10, hari asiri v'achad asim uravam is zebozeh. So number 10 and 11, one of them is ma'aser, they're mixing with each other. Then kamei ma'aser shenasar b'shlamim. So you have a ma'aser that's mixing with a shlamim. Sheyachlu b'mumam, kamei shebi'anu b'hichis b'sulam mikdashim. V'imkron achad asar, if however number 10 and number 11 exited the barn, and you designated both as number 11, number 10 gets together of Maisa Behema, because you never verbally uprooted the status from number 10, and number 11 is Chulin. So the din is, because you don't know which one is Maisa Behema, both should get a mum, and then they're eaten in the backyard. He began to count, and instead of having a narrow entrance, or apparently two animals, they pushed together with each other and they left out simultaneously. So two left in the beginning, Shehim Rishon Vesheni. So he's a minor hakol zug zug. You mean the idea you should count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You count 2, 4, 6, 8, and then a makadesh zug asiri. The last pair of two that come out, you designate as maise. Yeah, both as maise. The chayne minin im manoin shleisha shleisha v'chol pam v'pam mechamisha chamisha.
Count 10 zugim.
You count 10 pairs.
Every two is one pair.
And then the last two that come out.
Every two.
You're counting doubles, but you're counting one pair.
Counting doubles.
Three pairs, so you're counting 19 and 20, not 9 and 10.
19 and 20, okay. Yeah. So to the same applies if three left out in one go, or five left out in one go, Makadish, Akasa, Siris, your Makadish, the fifth group. What happens if, again, two animals left the barn originally, but instead of saying one and two, you said one. And then, the third one that left, you designated it as number two. And then you continued counting as such. Then when number 9 and 10 leave, they get the status of Maisa Behema, but they should be eaten with the mum. Hatashi, number 9. Why does number 9 have the gather of a Maisa Behema Pnishu Huasi Havade? Because it's number 10. It's for sure number 10. Even though you're counting 9, but 2 left originally. Shari Shnaim Yatsu Batchila. Vizesha Kroy Asiri, number 10 that you're counting, Hu Achad Osar. Vakiril Achad Osar, Asiri in Skadish, Kamesh Rianu. If you want off and you designate it as number 10, get the Kedusha. Zain, Menoin Lemafrey, what happens if you began to count it not from 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 9, 8, 7? Gen Shiotz, Rishon Vamar Asoran, animal number 1 left and you call designated it as 10. Yotz, Shini Vamar Tisha, Achi Yotz, Ha Asiri Vamana Echad. It doesn't necessarily get the Kedusha by calling it number 10. It gets Kedusha may love. So whether you count it 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, number 10 is Kaddish. Yes.
And the first one?
And the first one is number 10. It's Cholin. What happens if you designated number 9 as number 10? So you had 10 animals in the barn, 9 left. You called number 9 10, but the 10th one's still inside. So atashi yochel b'mumay, because it gets together of a maisa behema, because it's the only one of. V'zeshe nisha badir, maisa, it's also maisa. Afo pishli yotze, v'lei beiradoi. Even though it didn't actually go through the exit of the barn. Sho hasiri me'ilov yiskadish. Meso hasiri badir, what happens if number 10 dies in the barn? Atashi yochel b'mumay, because it still has a gather of a maisa behema. V'chol hashmeinu shiyotze v'nimnu peturim. And all other 8 ones that had originally left, you don't have to go put them through the process of Maisa Behim again. Even though number 10 was never Niskadish to be brought as a carbon because it died inside the barn, explains that Amam Shaminyan Horoi Poiter. This is a cloud that we're going to go through till the end of the Perek. Shaminyan Horoi Poiter. That if when the sheep was leaving the barn, sheep number one was leaving, there were another 9 fine animals inside, so that one sheep that left never ever has to go through another process of Maisa Behim. Minyan Horoi Poiter. He brought 10 sheep into the barn, began to count them as they were going out. And after sheep number three left, it died outside. So you keep on counting the sheep that are coming out, and you designate the 10th one as Maisa Behema. Even though now that all the sheep have left the barn, you only have 10. Again, you only have 9, excuse me, because minion, again, when it left, it was okay. It was done. So Petre, Yud Meisach Neilo Shabaseichadir. What happens if one of the sheep that are still inside the barn died? So Eilo Shenimnim Peturim. Those that had already been counted and left, they have fulfilled the chiyuv of going through Meisah Behema. Apneisha Minyan Horayim Meisah Petre. Afal Pishle Hifra Shaleihem. Even though you never designated one verbally as Meisah for them, Kamesha Biyan, as we explained in Halacha Ches. Veilo Shabaseichadir and the sheep that are still inside, Manichan Lagoyden Achir Achis Taifu Lachirim. We let them be until the, as we mentioned yesterday, should either to the 35th day of the Omer or to Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because then you don't have 10 to continue counting. Why do you count? If you only have 10...
So what, if one of 100 dies, you continue?
You continue, yeah. Yeah. If the counting is not going to inevitably, going to bring to Maisa Behema, so what's up? Good. The chain, so too... A person has 14 sheep and he brings them into the barn. And there are two entrances or two exits to this barn. Four left to exit A. And six left. They left to exit B. So now there are four sheep left inside the barn. So again, four left exit A. Six left exit B. There are four still left inside the barn. If the remaining four animals left through exit B, which is where the six animals left from, you designate one of those animals from exit B as a Maisa Behema, and every single animal is totally fine. You don't have the other four animals that went through exit A don't have to go through the process again. Because the four animals that left exit A, minyan haroi pataron. Because when the four left, there were more than 10 in the barn to consider them as if we're going to be soimech on one of those animals to poter it for Maisa Behema. Even though they left through a different exit. What happens if four left A, six left exit B, then the remaining four left exit A? Then the animals again that left to exit A, the four that left to exit A, and the six that left to exit B also parted. Because throughout the process, when four left exit A, you had another 10 inside, which you could say, okay, these four are going to be samech on these 10. Then six left, but they had another four being mashlim into 10 to say that we were samech on these. So side by side, we're okay. However, these last four that remain, even though they did leave entrance A, so to be masakid. Four left exit A, six left exit B, then four left exit B, everything's okay. If four left exit A, exit B, then four left exit A, the first two groups that left are okay. The last four have to go through another process of maisa.
Right, you say it's okay, means that you have two maisa?
Yeah, the 10th one is
maisa. The 10th one is maisa, yeah.
That's one, four left the same exit?
Four left exit A, six left exit B.
Yeah.
And then four left exit A again. So the original four and six, you remove one of them, one of that 10 as Maisa, the other four have to go through the process of Maisa Behema again.
Huh? The Minyan Roi Paitre.
Minyan Roi Paitre means you don't have to put it again through the process of choosing the 10.
They're already Paitre.
Right. Right, yeah.
You don't have to take off Maisa.
Minyan Roi Paitre means that this animal doesn't have to go through the process of having Maisa being taken off from.
Right.
But one of the animals has to be Maisa.
Why?
One out of every 10 animals have to be Maisa.
They went four over here, six over here. That's it.
Saying you don't need a separate one as Maisa. Okay.
That's what I understand from Minyan Roi Paitre.
Incoming Minyan Roi Paitre. Okay. Cher. Yotzer bo mipesach zeva varbo mipesach sheni. So till now we're discussing four left exit A and six left exit B. What happens if four and four left exit A and exit B? Then yisharo shom shisha and six remain. So im yotzer shisha me echad mishnei hapsachim. So if the remaining six left through any exit, neitel mehem echad, maisir v'kum patorim. So the finish, you got to take up one for maisir. And the rest are fine. They don't have to go through the process of Maisa Behema. Vim yotzo shisha v'shnei hapsachim. Now what happens if the six remaining inside the barn split into three and three, and they both left the respective, both exits? Hari hashisha mitzarfen l'gaydin acher. These last six that split into two groups of three and three, amet starif to go through the process of Maisa Behema again. V'ashmenesh yotzo tchilo mikani mikam patorim. The four that left A and the four that left B, together eight. Apart from going through the process of Maisa Behema, shokol arba mehen nimno minyan haroi l'hashem olav asol l'asir, because when the four left, there were more than six, collectively 10, inside the barn to consider it for the Maisa, for having been done. Shari shisha ha yushon yushon b'seich hadir. Yud alef. Hoylei tisha asa tloim b'seich hadir. What happens if you have 19 sheep inside the barn? V'yotzo tisha b'pesach zeh, b'tisha b'pesach sheni. Nine left exit A, nine left exit B, total of 18. I have one left that is inside the barn. So this one can be the 10th for either group. Neitel ha'echad l'shem maiser v'kulam paturim. She'oysam hatisho nimnu minyan haray, because both groups of nine have the last sheep inside that could be its 10th. So any exit that it leaves, it's paid to both groups. Yud beis. Ha'yamayna, what happened? He was counting the sheep. Ha'itziyat ha'loroi shivrubim min adir v'chazar. The majority of the head and the body of the sheep left the barn and then it went back in. Haray hu kemonoi l'chol dover. It's considered a counted sheep. Yud gimel, we'll see the implications momentarily. Ha'yamayna, if he was counting the hifzik ha'minyan. And he paused. B'nei Chavei Shadi B'Dim was having a shmooze with his friend. Shachashcha Leil Shabbos. Shabbos came in and he can't be ma'aseh Masin on Shabbos. Harei Zachayzer Masin Minoni Achakim. Doesn't have to be done in one simultaneously one time. Dalit. Hoi Meina Hoi Yitzan Echad Mekadosh Asiri. He was counting them as they were leaving. It was Mekadosh the tenth one. But Kafatz. This is where your base plays it. But Kafatz Echad Min Hamenui Nesei Chadir. Vasech Elu Shadayin Lenim Nevelay Nes Asru. And one of the sheep that had already left jumped back inside the barn, into the ones that he hadn't yet separated nicer from. Niftru hakol. Shekol ech mehem sofik imhu hamoni. Shekafa to yachir kvabianu shekol hamoni b'torim. We explained before, because if he has a hechatim set to intentionally place the mum in every single animal, thus rendering every animal possible for a carbon, so being that he has a hechatim set, so we believe him, being that in the case of a suffix, we say that none of these animals, that's a different quota. Being that in the case of a suffix, Maisa Behema, we say that it's not brought out of a carbon, and this animal is a Dover Choshev, and it's not bottle, so we consider every one of these animals as if it's the suffix that had already been counted, and therefore none of them can be brought as a carbon. And therefore none of them are Mokhoyev to go through the process of Maisa Behema. If one of the animals that were designated as Maisir jumped back in, before we were discussing if one of the counterparts, for the one they designated as Maisir, apparently he didn't give the red stripe, so you don't know which one it is. So all of them could be Maisir Behema, but they could not be. So they should all get a mum, and then they're eaten with their mum. Move on to Hilchos Shkagis. Yes, b'chon chamish mitzvasei, the five positive mitzvahs is all pratim. Al sheyakev v'yachid karmen chatas kavur shegugasei. An individual should bring his karmen chatas for the shkagi. Beis sheyakev asher mishulam neigalim chatim leichata. At chivadolei v'yavi chatasei. V'zeu nikar asher tali. If a person doesn't know if he was aver and aver, he should bring an asher tali. And then when he finds out he was taka aver, to bring an asher vadei, to bring a chatas. Gimel sheyakev achaytei asher al averi sedui. V'zeu nikar asher vadei. There are certain averis you don't bring a chatas for. Even if you know that you did these averis, rather you bring an asher vadei. That sheyakev achaytei karmen al averi sedui. Sim haya asher behemim v'm haya ani. If I see the soifa v'zehu nikra carbonel v'yeret for certain carbonis, not to bring a chatas, but depending on your financial means, you bring either an animal or birds or flower. Hey, sheyakrivu hasanhedrin carbon im tov v'hiru shulei kahalacha b'achas min hachamuris. The special carbon that the Sanhedrin would have to bring on behalf of Klal Yisrael if they paskind regarding, as we'll see, an issu shechayav ekaras v'shikugasi chatas. They pass when it's okay, so they have to bring a certain path. The Rambam is going to give a general overview for what constitutes a shgaga. Kol ha'ever b'shgaga al achas b'mitzvah seloy sase sheyesh b'maisef shechayav nela karis. If a person is over an avera that if he did it bezadon he will be chayv karis, and it's an avera that involves an action and he did it by mistake, he's a chayv lahakiv karmen chatas. Mitzvah esay he sheyakiv chatas shugagasa. It's a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah for him to bring his chatas for his shgaga, for his wrongdoing. Inadvertent wrongdoing. For every Aveda that you're chayiv for doing it on purpose, the Isser of the Einish of Kares, doing it inadvertently, you have to make a chatos. There are three Avedas that are excluded from this rule. Magadif, person who Rachmanasan blasphemes the name of the Eibushir, Mavatal Mila, the Karban Pesach. A Pesach, Vamila, not bringing the Karban Pesach, not doing the Mila Mapnesh, Mitzvah's essay, the aim of Inchatos, Ela Shigagas Leisase. It's a mitzvah essay to bring the Karban Pesach. If you're not doing a bris, if you're not bringing the Karban Pesach, you're not actively doing something. You're not doing anything. So you're not doing a maisa to be over. Shenemar achas mikol mitzvah Hashem asher lo yisei asena. Being that you're not doing a maisa, it's passive. So not doing it on purpose is taka chayv karis, but not doing it by mistake, being that you're not doing a maisa, not chayv shoyduk, you're not chayv echatas. V'hamagadev mepnei she'im by maisa nemar lo oise b'shgog. Again, speech in this context isn't maisa. Unless yotze magadev she'im by maisa. Then when it comes to Megadif, we do take a say if it was done by Mezid, it's Chayv Karis, but B'Shegig, if you didn't know that it's Asir, then he doesn't have to bring a Karmen Chatas. The Fikach Tafo, Makabal Olav Aveda Zorah Bei Loika, Rahman Hatzan, a person accepts an Aveda Zorah as his deity, so Afal Pishu Chayv Karis, Vim Hoye Mezid Niskal, if he did it on purpose, he's Chayv Karis. If it was in the presence of Edim, it's Chayv Skila, Kibul Bishgoga, if he did it by mistake, Potom in a Karmen, the Fishle Yasa Maisa, he just spoke. Venema Ba'aseisa Achas, and speech isn't, in this case, considered Maisa.
This is the fourth one.
He's giving an example.
We say
Chutz Mishalish. Chutz Mishalish. Megadif is not
the Aved Aved Azar. Okay, why is this not part of the Shalish? Why isn't...
Maybe this is the case. Therefore, he's explaining the case of Megadif. Right. Yeah. He's explaining the case of Megalim. Fine. Kol krisis shebateiro, chutz mishalosh krisis shebeyarnu, all krisis in the Torah besides for the ones I've explained in the previous halacha. Imavar hayachad al achz mehem shkage, if an individual transgressed them inadvertently, maybe chatas kavua, chutz with the exception of mitamei shachal kedush, mitamei shenichas mikdash. It's called tumas mikdash for kadashav. The person is tamei, he entered the area of the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate kachim. Sheshneim eimavin chatas kavua, you don't bring the female chatas, ela carbon oil of a yered. You bring it based on your financial means, kamashu's boy. Dalit. There's another carbon oil of a yered, which is Shavuas, I think Shavuas Bitoy, if I'm not mistaken. But again, in that case, there's no Issa Kodesh if you do it b'mezid, so therefore it doesn't fall under this gedder. Dalit. Chatas Kavua, he, what is the gedder of the Chatas Kavua? He abomina behemo bavad, comes from livestock. The carbon oil of a yered, who a carbon sheni Kavua, again, it's not a fixed carbon. Elaim haya asher may be chatas behemo, brings livestock. Im hayani may be oif, it brings fowl. Bird, oh yeah, seyus oifo, or about 6 ounces of flour, commercially is boy. Right, Allah Adal, and say salami, you can thus deduce. Shokal ha averis, shayachad, maybe I'll shugagas and chatas kavua. Shalish var boim, there are 43 averis that if anybody does them, he has to bring a chatas kavua. And 26 of these are related to forbidden relationships. Ve Elohim and follow. They are as follows. Abal imoi, one who was in a relationship with his mother. Baba al aim ishte with his wife's sister. Baba al aim ima with his mother's mother. Baba al imavi with his father's mother. Baba bita with his daughter. Baba bas bita with his daughter's daughter. Baba bas bnei with his son's daughter. Baba bas ishte with his wife's daughter, so his stepdaughter. Baba bas bita with his daughter's daughter. Baba bas bnei with his son's daughter. Baba al achise with his sister. Baba al achise shehi bas ishes aviv, his father's wife's daughter, so his stepsister. Yudgimel haba al achis aviv. With his father's sister, so his aunt, Babal Achis Imoy, or his mother's sister, so an aunt from both sides, Tezvav Habal Achis Ishtay, his wife's sister, so sister-in-law, Babal Ishis Aviv, his father's, so his stepmother, Yidzayin Habal Ishis Achi Aviv, his father's brother's wife, Habal Ishis Benoy, his daughter-in-law, Habal Ishis Achiv, his sister-in-law, through his brother, so his brother's wife, Habal ishes ish, married woman, Habal anida, sheikhav im schur with the male, Habal aviv, one who's with his father, Habal achi aviv, his father's brother, sheikhav im behema, and hu ishesh hameviya, es ha behema oleha. So nimtza kol krisis sheva arayis, shisha ve'esrim, the 26 krisis that are concerned to, shisha ve'esrim, it's the same as in Shosh 26, v'shar ho averi shivasar, the other various an aunt, family, marital related, are 17, v'elohen, ho'evi davei dezar v'maise, again, doing a mice of Veda Zarah, based on this, Mizari Lamelech, not all of his children. Baal Oiv, Baal Yedain Bemaise, certain types of Kishuf, Machalos Shabbos, Isa Malacha Biyam Kippurim, Oich of Vashesa Biyam Kippurim, Oich of Chametz Bepesach, Oich of Chalev, the fats that we shouldn't eat from the animal, Oich of Dam, Oich of Neisar, which is parts of the carbon that are left after the time its due date, that should be eaten within, Oich of Pigal, which is Bemachshavet Hazman, Hashechet Kachem Chutz Lazare, Hamaila Karbon Chutz Lazare, both the Shechita and the Halah, both attain a status of Karis, Hamafatim, Hashem Nemishcha, one who replicates the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Mafatim is Akteris, and Hasach B'Shemen HaMishcha, one who shmiz himself with the Shemen HaMishcha. Hare Elo Shalish V'Arboim Averis, Shemevin Al Shigigasan Chatas Kavua. These are 43 Averis that one brings on account of being over them inadvertently, Chatas Kavua.
So all of these, what's the difference between these 17 and the ones...
The first part of the halacha was discussing arise. Things to do, Arayis. Suri Arayis, Suri Bis.
And these are other Averis.
Yeah. So what animal do you bring? So if he was over in Avodah Zarah, maybe is bas shnasa lechatas. He brings a female goat within a year of its birth. Regardless if the Avarian was a pashta yid or a king or the king god. Everybody brings the same animal. If whoever one was over any of the other 42 krisis, so im hayehedit, if it was a pashta yid, maybe siras easy money kevim minakvasim, he would have to bring a female goat or sheep within the second year of its birth. This is the chatas that everybody learns about in Vayikra. If the king was over, maybe siir easy man chatas, he has to bring a male, not a female, a male one. V'im koy mashiachu, if it was a koyin gadol, maybe par ben bakar lachatis, he has to bring a mochashav animal, an ox, v'hu nisraf, v'meishin is par ashon, as it is explained in Parashat Vayikra.
Are you a male for chatis?
Par ben bakar, yeah. If it's the king, asher nasi yechta, then he has to, the melech has to bring a male. Seir izim. Seir izim, if it's a regular yid. If it's anybody else besides the king of the koyin gadol.
Maybe seir izim, lachatis.
not right. It's not true.
Not true.
Not true. No. Lach hey. Echad yachad shaga b'achas meilo merubin. If somebody was over inadvertently, all of these isurim. One of them shagag. What does it imply? If the majority of the population of a city in a, thought that today is a weekday, they were even two isurim, two chatois. Each individual of that city brings two chatois, females, either from the sheep family or the goat family. If everybody in the was makatin of Avedazar, everybody of those avarionim have to bring a male ace, a male goat. Now, this is going to, we'll have to remember this halacha because it comes in the context of what happens if a rave of Klal Yisrael does an Aveda. Then the carbon is different. If a rave of Klal Yisrael does an Aveda, they bring a different carbon over here. It's miut of Klal Yisrael. So even if it's a rave of a city, we still consider them as yechidim to bring the carbon yachad that they have to bring. Fine. Perek Sheini. Now we're going to discuss Vas Main Shegei. So, generally Shegei means you don't know that you've been going over the Aveda. But we'll see it's not so partial. And it, briefly before, that in for those are learning our Klagot and Shabbos, Shegei, there's a big machlekes amiroim. What does Shegei mean? You don't know you're being over the Issi. You don't know that it's your Chayv Karis. You don't know your Chayv Karbis. The Ram is going to go through all these details. Lach Alf. Ein Odom Chayv Chatos Al Shegei Gosei. Achia Shegei Mitchil Vatzeif. Define Shegei mistake. What does mistake mean? That from the beginning of the act to the end of the act, I wasn't aware that this is something forbidden to do. That's a classic shogeg. Simple. If I didn't know what I was doing originally, and then I figured out what I was doing at the end, and I continued doing so with on purpose, I'm potter from mechatos. Okay, so what does that mean? You did a hitzar. Akri bezadi v'nich b'shkagi. Shakri b'shkagi v'nich bezadi. Potter. Achi yakri b'shkagi v'nich bezadi b'shkagi. V'chein kol ki yetzah bezeh. Based of an aveda, what happens? So that's so halacha is a classic shkagi. You don't know you're being over the aveda from the beginning to the end of the ma'aseh. What happens if over aveda you were even aveda? The yadashi b'leisa say you know that you're being over an aveda. You know that you're being over an aveda. Aval ein yedesh chayavan olei akaris. This is Rabbi Yechonon. You don't know that. The iser for the punishment for this iser that I'm intentionally being over, there's a chiv karis. Harizu shkagas, eichat ashkagah. May the chatas, you have to bring a carbon chatas. Aval, however, im yod ashib karis v'shagab a carbon, if you knew that you're being over an aveda, that the punishment is b'mezit chiv karis, but you don't know that b'shagah g'chayv chatas, v'lo yod im chayavan ila carbon im lav, harizu mezit, das meit amezit. This is shittas mumas. Who says you part of that's his adasi? Here we say he's taka. It's considered amazing. Sheshigas carbon in a shkaga b'avera. It's elosh chayav nela karis. If you know that you're being over an avera, that you that the punishment b'amazed is karis. The fact that you were shegig that oh I didn't know that the fact that you didn't know that that b'shegig you chayav a carbon is a helfnish. That's considered amazing. So again, shegig can either mean you didn't know you were chal over the avera mitchil about safe, or you did know you're being over the avera, but you didn't know that there's a chiv karis for being over this avera. Gimel. Misha, no, you know that.
The shogeg about carbon. He didn't know the carbon.
That's not considered. That's considered amazing.
That's considered amazing.
Gimel, Misha, no, you know that. Like, Atzmi shachet shachat. If a person doesn't know bechlal the issa that he was over, the afal pishyada bevadish over alis aseishes bekaris. Even though he knows he was over a issa, he doesn't know what issa he was over, and he's a part of mekarmen chatos. Shenema ashayachat haboy. You got to bring the chatos for the aver that you did. Atzmiyada hachet shachat. You got to know what aver you did that for what you're bringing your carbon for. Case of what was meant is the chel of an aser lefan. If a person in front of him two dishes, one of forbidden fats, or one of a carbon that a person is forbidden to eat because it has gone past his due date. So v'achol es echemem. He knows he ate one of them. He was over an avera. He doesn't know which issa he was over. He doesn't know which one he ate. Ishte nidav achosi imay babayis. The shogag or ball achas mehen veinedo is mehen ball. So he knows he was over an avera. Doesn't know what avera was over. Shabbos Yom Kippur in lefan. He knows that last week was Shabbos on Shabbos and Yom Kippur was on Sunday. He doesn't remember if he was over the Isra on Shabbos of Malachi or over the Isra of Malachi on Yom Kippur. Doesn't know what Isra was over.
Karis is
Chayv?
Because either way.
Shogeg, he doesn't know. Again, we're not talking about the
Mizra. He did be Yedir. But he doesn't know which of he's done. But either one is Chayv Karis.
It's Damanish? No. No? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Now, Chata v'nidaloi chetei. So, unlike in Halacha Gimel, he doesn't know what Aveda he was over. In Halacha Dalet, he did know what Chet he was over, but he forgot afterwards what Chet he was over. Okay? So it's not considered shechur chimikari. He knew what avei he was over, but he forgot about it. Chata v'noida lechate v'chazor shchache. That is, maybe chata is a shame ma'ashehu. Because he originally knew what avei he was over, he dav taka b'nei nukam chatas, and he brings it al smach for the avei that he was over, but now he doesn't know about. V'teyachel kashar chatois hane'echalis. Hey, shag v'shemech mehen v'hin shnei gufin chayv. The person was over, an isin. Right? But this Issa, he doesn't know exactly what Issa, but he knows that the same Issa, but in two different locations, is still Chayv. Okay, so what does that mean? Shtei nidois, v'shogeg ba'achas mehen. V'ein yedua eizei hi. So he knows what Issa he was over, he doesn't know with whom he was over the Issa, or how he was over the Issa. Shtei achayesov, v'shogeg ba'achas mehen. V'ein yedua eizei hi. Chayv chatas. Again, this is Yedias, Issa doesn't, he can't point the arrow to the individual he did the Issa with, but he knows of the Issa that was done. He knows the mahus of the chet. What can compare this to? Two flames on Shabbos, he extinguishes one of them, doesn't know which one he extinguished. He has two plates in front of him containing the same Issa of chel of the forbidden fats. He eats from one of them, he doesn't know which plate to eat from. Excuse me. Shul chayv. V'chein kol. Kayetze bazen. Person is mochiv to bring the chatos. He didn't know he was over the veil matchil vatzayv. Vase b'shkaga. And then he realizes what he was over. So after pishulei hoyseli di matchila, she said chetul. He is a chayv chatos. Even though he never knew originally that what he was doing was an isin, he's chayv chatos. Okay. Okay. So what does that mean? So tinik shnishbel bein hagoyim. V'gadal, he grew up amongst the goyim. V'ini idea mahim yisrael v'lei dasim, doesn't know about klal yisrael, doesn't know about the Shulchan Aruch. V'asa malacha b'shabbos v'acha chel v'dam chayetz behem. Kishivad al ish hu yisraeli mutzuv al kol elu, when he's informed that he's a yid and he has an neshama and he's mutzuv on all these mitzvahs, chayv lo havi chatas al kol avera v'avera v'chein kol chayetz b'zeh. Even though when he did it there was never b'chlal yedia that this thing is asr, he still has to bring a kamer chatas when he's informed that what he did was asr. Zayin.
There's not everything in Tanya about Karban Chatas, and then there's another Karban that you only get to do it once. I think that Rebbe is done in the Igaras HaTshuva, that Karban Chatas you bring on every single Aveda.
Yeah.
And then there's another Karban you bring once, and that's it.
Stama for any mice that you didn't know.
Ayla, I think maybe Ayla.
No, it's for Mrs. Essay. If you're over Mrs. Essay, you bring an Ayla.
Yeah, so you're doing it once, and that's.
It covers the same idea in the Stama. Okay. Zayin, we're going to talk about Namas Asik and Lacha Zayin. Shege, but like Havane, it's a bit hard to understand this Halacha, but let's try hard cut. You behaved b'shege without intent. So, v'arayas ibn machalas asureis, if that was done with arayas or forbidden foods, which a person has anoah from, chayv chatas. U'b'shabas, if the shege, if he was a masasik on Shabbos, patr mechatas. Ketzad, hey, masasikim isha u'ba'ala. He was being flirtatious with a woman, then he was with her. But, b'lei kavana lebe'ila. V'arehi ervalav. Dima shezeh shebefiv reku, he thinks that what he's swallowing is his saliva. Ubalei balei kavana l'shem echil b'yelon. Varei hu chaylav. Ah, then he chabs. What I swallowed was taka chaylav. Harei zeh chayv chatas. Neskavim, because he has hanoi. Neskavim nagbiyas atolosh. If on Shabbos his intent was to pick up something that was detached. V'chotech hasa mechubir balei kavana l'chaticha. So he didn't bechlal have in mind to remove something that was mechubir. Potter melechas machsheves asr teira. K'moshu b'yana b'mkemi, like we explained in the first paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos. Ches. Kol ha'isa mitzvah min ha'mitzvahs. If with together within the performance of the mitzvah, you being over an aveda that you chayv karis bishgage, but you did it inadvertently because your intent was to fulfill the mitzvah, is a pot mikarben chatos, but you pot from a karben chatos because you had the shtar to do so because you thought you were fulfilling a mitzvah. Case that wasn't plighted. Well, yivimta v'rehi nida mitzvah to marry his yivami, but she's a nida. V'hu layada, but he wasn't aware of that fact. He was with his wife, and she was a nida. Because he should have asked her first. Why didn't he ask his yivama? Because he feels conscious, doesn't feel comfortable to ask her. So that's why, because the maisa mitzvah, even though there was an act of karis involved, it's not chayv karis. And there's a vart of the altar we'll get to in a moment. V'chein, mishoi lo shnei tinekes, echad lomo b'shabbos, echad lomo v'erev Shabbos, echad Shabbos, if there are two babies, one of the babies was born on Shabbos, so it has to have a bris on Shabbos, one should have a bris on either on Sunday or on Friday, v'shachach homo shnei b'shabbos, and by mistake, whoops, he gave both a bris on Shabbos. Pater mechatas, shrei yesh lezer rishus lomo echad mehem b'shabbos, because one of them he has a rishus to give a bris to, v'shabbos d'chuya he etzloi, u'mitzvah asim, he did a mitzvah. So, both bodies are distinct. So for sure he was over in Isser for one of the bodies. Explains the Rambam, Hoyov is mani bohu in medaktik. Hoyov is mani bohu. He has to do this bris in an efficient way, in a quick way, and that is what his mind is concerned about. So therefore, we consider as if, even though the other baby is a different goof, it's considered as if it's misasik b'mitzvah. If over none of these babies had to be given a bris on Shabbos, and he by mistake gave a bris to one of them on Shabbos, chayav chatos. There's the vote of the Alter when it comes to tkiya shofar. Why on Shabbos do we not blow a shofar? So, and the Velt says that the gezeira of Rabba Shemi Yavre and Abraham is b'shus Rabba. The Alter Rebbe said the Rebbe learns in the Alter Rebbe that the issue is the shavus. The shavus is the issue. Because mitzad shami yavrena Abraham is b'shus rabim. We just learned now that if you're being misasik in a mitzvah and you do an isid, in this case haitzah that your chayv kares did it b'mezid, you're potter.
B'shkage.
So why should that be the issue of gzeira d'rabba? If you're doing a mitzvah, so that's why the Rebbe learns in the Alter Rebbe that the issue is the shavus together with the gzeira d'rabba is what creates the issue. That it's an interesting mahalach over there. Anyways, test. Umachabalamu lifnei sayem b'yem shabbos. What happens if the moichel comes late? Take his time. And the Kehillah tells him, you're going to stop now to give a bris. You won't finish by the time Shabbos goes out. You're going to be extracting blood on Shabbos. You're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. He says, I'll do it quickly. If the poet only finished the bris as Shabbos went out, he had a forewarning. I think this is another idea the Rebbe brings. That if somebody is carrying his load on the first day of Sukkot, that occurs on Shabbos, to be fulfilled his mitzvah with, the Heviri Abamis B'Shus Rabbim B'Sheigik Pata Mechatos. Shahari B'Shus Heitzi. He took it out with the intent, with the stempel that he was doing so to do a mitzvah. The Chayin HaSheikh, this is Pesach Mi'am HaBaos, which is B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach found on Shabbos. And he shepherded his Pesach, V'nei D'lo Yechar Kin Shur Moshul HaBayim HaMisedeim HaMisedeim HaMitmul Kin Shchita. And then he found out that the Shchita wasn't, he shouldn't have done the Shchita, because of people, the Minoyim, retracted from the Shchita, or everybody got Tomei, or people died, who were counted on for that animal. Or there was a Terefa within the intestines, Kagein Nikov Me'ayim Oreya, within the intestines, or within the lungs. And he's a part of Shachat B'Roshos. He had a Hechshir for what he did, b'shas ma'aseh. Avalim nimtza bal mum. If, however, it turns out that there's a mum, or there's a revealed mum, he's a chayv chatos. You should have checked. If it's Shabbos, you can only bring a carbon Pesach on Shabbos. Shabbos shechol is better of Pesach. You can only bring an animal shizmani kavua, b'moyadei, as we learned. So you should have made sure that animal that you're shechem doesn't have a mum goli. The fact that you didn't check means that you are the one who is a pesher, and therefore you chayv. Yidalef. Shachat is a Pesach b'Shabbos. Shalei shmei b'tol. So what happens? You bring the animal to the Beis Hamikdash, and you're allowed to shecht it. Koinim lav davka have to shecht. But you shecht it shalei l'shmoi. Kilo for shlamim. But you did so b'tol. You did it b'tol. Kibud is b'tol. Patim mipnei shazavach kashir. Shakir shmei b'tol. Ein akire. Kamei shivana v'hichas p'sul m'kdash. And to create an issue of shame, you need to have the right name in mind when you're shechting. The only issue involved is when you intentionally remove it. But if you didn't have any intent, or you did so by mistake, it's okay. In the base, shachet zvachem echin meshim pesach betos. If you shechted other animals for carbon pesach by mistake, so imro imhim lo carbon pesach. If these animals could be brought as out of carbon pesach, potem a carbon chatos, but neisha shachet bereshus. Ve'im inum roim. If these animals bachlal are not fit to be brought as a carbon pesach, v'yin shahisan a keva. It was a female. A ben shteim was already 2 years old. Chayv chatos shrei ein roim lemitzvah za pesach. You have no reason why to shechted to begin with. V'chein im shagul goshchati b'shabbos. You shechted it with. There was no pretense for you to shecht it. Chayv chatas. Shchati lo eichlov v'shalay lo eichlov. Liminoyav v'shalay liminoyav. Lemulim v'la'arelim. Litmeim v'litoherim. Potter. Sharei ha-pesach kosher. Because you were mitzarev those who are kosher together in that animal. Echein kol kiyetzu b'zeh. Yidgimo. Shecha b'shabbos korban nisi tzibur shalay yishmam. If the kohen be makiv v'tmidim, shechted another korban tzibur. Excuse me, that's a different case. A sheikh of Shabbos korban is tibur shloy v'shmam. One who shechs the korban is tibur Shabbos, not for the title. Had he's a chayv chatos v'yakter imurim la'erev. It's chayv chatos because these animals attacking now, not kosher. Obviously shloy v'shmam on purpose, and the imurim should be brought on the mizbech la'erev. Lechenim shachat because it's Shabbos. Lechenim shachat yosav alchiv esayoyim. So too, if you shecht it more than the regular tamidim, u'masafim chayv chatos alat yisefes. Yedal shachat korban is shachat she'in deichnes a Shabbos v'Shabbos mishkagav. What happens if a person shechs the carbon of an individual that is not Deicha Shabbos on Shabbos inadvertently? Obviously, only a carbon that has a Shizmani Kavua can be brought on Shabbos. Not, you can't just bring your Nadonim and Nadavis on Shabbos. Chayv Chatos. V'habas is mutter b'hanoi. But the flesh is mutter b'hanoi. V'in zarkin as Adam, you shouldn't spritz the blood on the Mizbech. Im aviv zarek dom l'shmam. If he did take it, whatever, and you spritz the blood on the Mizbech l'shmam, b'im ishegik, b'im emezit, olo l'bailam l'shem chayva, the Baal Korban has fulfilled his chiyuv of either the Neder or the Nadavi. V'yakten imunim l'erev. V'habas yachil. V'yavi ha-sheichet. Chatos of shigah gosset. It's like having a tinus for a tongue. Even though the carbon is okay, you got to bring another carbon. Tesvav, ha'ilafonish tebehemis shel tzibur. If you had two communal animals, achas kechusha v'achas shmeina, one week and one a fetid animal. And the chavis was to bring one animal, one of these two. You got to bring the nice one, right? Mifcha nedrich, the mifcha. So beim b'chatas beinu, whether the chiv was to bring a chatas or not, v'shagel v'shachet hashtayim. Shechted both. So im shachet kechusha batchila v'chaker shachet hashmeina. V'shechted the weak one first and then the fat one afterwards. Potem makar mechatas. V'lo yoy nishnor dem elo sho'im rimlei havi shmeina shchit lachatchila. Bring the fat one and then we'll shech the weak one. Av im shachet hashmeina tchila v'chaker kechusha if he shechs the fat one and then the weak one. Chayv chatas alati sefes because he had no reason why to shech. The weak one after you shechted the perfectly fine fat one. What happens if you shechted the fat one, then you shechted the weak one? So you would be chayv for shechting the weak one. But the fat one that you shechted first is treif. So after pishul yadashi treif b'leishashachad hakchusha, even though you didn't know that when you shechted the second animal, v'leilo zeh naskavim, hoyo v'nishchetu ha'achreinu kimitzvasa areza potem echatas. Because the animal number one, the shmeino, is taken, not valid. So even though b'shas shchitas hashniya, you're oivan, you're chayv echatas, you're potem because you did the mitzvah. Kimitzvasa.
Why do you want to shech two b'im?
You shouldn't. That's why, if there was no issue with the shmeino that he shechted first, stack a chayv for shechting the chusha number
after
two.
After he does the chusha, they say, "Emrim lo yav shmeino shechet
b'tchila." Because wow. you gotta bring the best animal.
Okay.
That's what. Chena peyis mitzuda lahalis dagim. A young person spreads out a net in the sea to catch fish. Vishgaga by mistake. Volatina kim a dagim, and together with the fish, he swept up a child. Whether he did so because he heard of the news that a child had drowned or not, he's part of mechatas. Even if his kavana was just to get the fish, obviously the shegig was that even though his kavana was to trap, his intent was never to be over the issa, right? And therefore he didn't know it was being that he didn't know it was Shabbos or that was us to trap. We say he's okay. Comes the Pesach dish and he has the flesh of the Korban Pesach and Noiser which he can't eat. And he wants to go for the good kosher meat, and then the shark of Achol Noiser he goes for the non kosher meat. He's a chayv chatos, you're chayv eating the Noiser. There's no maaseh issa together with an asiyas mitzvah. So therefore, you're chayv.